Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, according to new research, electric vehicle drivers are more likely to be at fault in road traffic accidents than motorists who drive petrol or diesel cars. So is it to do with drivers simply adjusting to a brand new car format, or does the relative silence of the vehicles heighten the risk of an accident? Well, to discuss our behaviours behind the wheel of an electric vehicle, I'm joined on the line by Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Claire.
Now, according to the study, there's a 4% increase in crashes involving EVs and a 6% increase for hybrids. This is compared to internal combustion engines. Do we know why?
Well, it suggests to the research from the University of Limerick and Barcelona University suggests two potential reasons. One is that EVs, electric cars, are still a relatively new type of car, and moving from a traditional gear stick, manual, non-automatic petrol or diesel car to a one-pedal driving electric car with an automatic transition, there's still a learning curve there. And they're suggesting that the drivers may have, and I'm quoting here, found the mental workload of operating and switching to an EV stressful. Now, that could include things like big giant touchscreens, for example, because electric cars tend to have fewer manual controls, and particularly if you drive something like a Tesla, an awful lot of the controls are on the screen. You mentioned silence as well, the silence of electric cars. That, the research suggests, is a big issue, particularly with pedestrians. It said that what it calls EV pedestrian causality rates, in other words, the amount of times that there's a problem or a collision or an accident involving a car and a pedestrian, they're 2.76 times higher with an electric car than a petrol or a diesel car. So that has to be a noise thing, an engine thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the touch screen and the automated cars that we have now. Like, there is a lot that the car will do for you if you have an electric vehicle or even a hybrid. So are people less alert once they get used to the new car? Are they sitting there with a fingertip on the steering wheel and not doing much else?
Well, you know, I wondered that because I drive an electric car myself, and I thought that after a while I would start to become complacent and, you know, be more at risk of dozing off because you're not working the gear stick and all of that stuff. But this research said that actually EV drivers tend to be, ironically and paradoxically, safer drivers. They say that they tend to drive slower to preserve battery change. They tend not to accelerate as quickly.
They're not petrol heads. For the same reason.
No, they're not petrol heads, even though electric cars are far more powerful than your average petrol car. So there is a strange sort of a paradox there. Now, look, there is one other potential reason why this might have come up in the research. This was based on, 125 million commercial fleet vehicle trips with almost 15,000 vehicles, but it was also based on insurance claims. Now, electric cars still are more valuable than petrol and diesel cars. And what that means, and they're more expensive to fix, what that means is if you have a small collision where with a petrol or diesel car, you might be able to talk to the other person involved, say, look, I'll take care of it. I know a guy in a garage, it's going to cost me €700. But with an EV, it might cost €2,500-€3,000. So even if you're at fault, you might want to put it through the insurance process. So that might be a reason, a contributory factor in why the insurance claims are showing that EVs are coming up higher in at-fault claims.
All right. It's fascinating that we see these figures coming out today. And Adrian, thank you for talking to us. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. I see Labour Party TD Jed Nash is complaining about what he says is the utter disrespect for the Dáil and backbenchers in the manner in which Budget 2025 has been leaked. He said the money ministers would have been better off posting a copy of their speeches in TD's pigeonholes in Leinster House this morning and be done with it, because we already know so much, he says, about the budget. We've had a message from Sarah in Kilkenny who says, I'm one of the squeezed middle. I'm a single parent with one son in college. On paper, I look fine, but by the time I pay the mortgage, I'm really struggling and I qualify for nothing. One thing I'm really hoping for in the budget is a decent reduction in college fees. I have to pay the full €3,000, and her son's accommodation costs are also crippling me. And she ends her message by saying, help. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.